Oasis Audio presents Forevermore by Kathy Marie Hake, read for you by Brooke Sanford. 1891, Texas. The fields lay ripe for harvest. The house looked ready to collapse. A bounty of weeds fought vegetables in the garden for space, and a scraggly rosebush by the porch wouldn't last another week if someone didn't water it. Hope Ladley reckoned this was the right place to stop. God had a habit of sending her where folks needed a helping hand, and this farm practically shouted her name. An obviously pregnant woman stepped out onto the front porch and shut the screen door with one hand while rubbing her lower back with the other. "You be a good girl," she said to a child on the other side. "I'm going to talk to someone for a minute." Hope tucked a packet of envelopes into the pocket of her apron and murmured, "Lord, I'll do my best to serve you, but you gotta remember the onliest things I ever helped with a birthing had four legs." The woman shuffled out from under the porch awning and lifted a hand to shade her eyes from the blazing sun. "Hello? Hello yourself. I'm Hope Ladley." Hope headed toward her and belatedly remembered she'd shucked her shoes a few hours back. Oh well, no fixing that oversight now. "Ma'am, I'll come to you. Best you stay in the shade up there. Harder than the hinges of Hades out here." "It is terribly warm." The woman still wrapped her arms about herself as if she'd felt a chill. She looked past Hope. "Are you all by yourself?" "I reckon you could say that, but God, he's always with me. And Hattie there, she's my mule. Well, might hurt her feelings if and I didn't say she made for a fine traveling companion." Slowly, the woman nodded.
"Annie?"
A tall, broad-shouldered man in blue jeans came around the corner. He yanked off his straw work hat and cast a questioning look at his wife. Deep grooves.